بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات
الله صل علی محمد و آل محمد.
Hello dear children, let's start the story. When Muslim got the news of Hani's imprisonment, he sent Abdullah bin Hazm to the palace to find out if Hani was martyred. Abdullah brought the news several hours later. Hazrat Muslim said,
"Tell those who swear allegiance to go out for battle." The people gathered at Hani's house and then laid siege to the palace.
The people gathered at Hani's house and then laid siege to the palace. Ibn Ziyad sent his companions out to frighten and intimidate the people of Kufa and the elders. He frightened the people and enticed them to turn away from Muslim. Let's go.
But where?
Don't you see that Muslim is alone? It was time for Maghrib prayers. Hazrat Muslim prayed, when he left the mosque, there were only 10 people left, and when he started walking down the street, no one was with him. He was wandering through the alleys when he reached a lady's home on the outskirts of Kufa. She was sitting at the door waiting for her son. Thank you. Muslim saw her and greeted her. She greeted him back.
Can I have some water?
Muslim drank some water and sat down.
Oh man, you drank the water, now get up and go to your house.
Hazrat Muslim did not answer. She repeated her words, but Muslim remained silent. When the lady said it for the third time, Hazrat Muslim got up and said,
Oh lady, I do not have a house in this city. I am a traveler. Is it possible for you to be kind to me and give me shelter in your house?
The lady asked his name.
I am Muslim Ibn Akil and the Kufis have deceived me.
She asked,
Are you Muslim?
She took him inside and gave him a room. She gave Muslim with food and water, but Muslim did not eat. After a while, her son Bilal came to the house and realized what was going on. The next day, Ibn Ziyad gathered the people and said to them,
O people, Muslim has fled. If he is given refuge in someone's house and he does not inform us, his life and property are not safe, and whoever brings Muslim to us, a great reward will be given to him.
Bilal gave the news to Ibn Ziyad, and Ibn Ziyad sent an army to the lady's house. Hazrat Muslim came out and attacked the army like a courageous lion, and sent many people to hell. His body was badly wounded and at last his strength faltered. They arrested him and took him to Ibn Ziyad.
O war provoker! You stood against our master Yazid and created hatred.
You are a liar. Yazid and his father Muawiyah destroyed the peace.
Oh, shut up. You came to Kufa only to stand against our Caliph Yazid and destroy the peace of the city.
We have come here to invite people to goodness.
Ibn Ziyad started to insult him.
You and your father deserve it. You are the enemies of God and Islam.
Cut his head and send it to Yazid and let the body be hung on the doors of the palace is a lesson for everyone. This is a gift from Ibn Ziyad for Yazid.
Muslim was beheaded on the roof of the palace, his head was thrown to the ground and then the body was thrown from the roof. The bodies of Hani and Muslim were dumped in the streets on the orders of Ibn Ziyad. People looked sadly at the bodies of Muslim and Hani. It is narrated that Ibn Ziyad wrote a letter to Yazid informing him of the murder of Muslim and Hani. Yazid replied with joy and happiness. The bodies were hung on the doors of the palace for a day and then the family members of Hani came and buried the bodies. This was the story of Muslim. Goodbye, children.